The small Republican Party field office in Hudson was packed with energized GOP faithful, along with the press, all waiting to hear from the chair of the Republican Governors Association, Chris Christie. With Walker at his side, Christie went to work hammering Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mary Burke on allegations that she plagiarized parts of her jobs plan.
I don't think they were teaching plagiarism at Harvard Business School. And here's the problem with that. If you can't trust her honesty and her integrity when she tells you that this is her plan, why would you trust her honesty and integrity on anything else she tells you about what she'll do for Wisconsin or about Scott's record?
Christie went on to say that national labor leaders are hoping to make an example out of Walker for all but eliminating collective bargaining powers of public employees. Governor Walker took the opportunity to lay out three objectives for a second term, including reducing property and income taxes, increasing worker training options, and requiring those getting food stamps to pass a drug test. He then echoed Christie's message that his defeat would be a major win for unions.
Of all the governors, all the U.S. senators, we're the number one target. You know why? Because we took their power away. We took the power away from the big government special interest, and we put it back in the hands of you, the taxpayers of Wisconsin.
At another campaign event in Hudson, Governor Christie brushed off questions about whether he or Governor Walker is thinking about running for president. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.